Fourth pack of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Tes. Seder Hatkiyas. The order of the Tkiyas is Sholosh, Shel Sholosh, Sholosh. Three sets of three different types of kolos. Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah. That's it. Din D'oraisa, nine kolos is enough. And it has to be in that order. You have to have a Truah, which has a Tkiyah before and after. So Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, Truah, Truah, Tkiyah. The reason why we do so many more is because there are three opinions what the Truah is. If it's a Shvarim, a Truah, Shvarim, Truah, and that makes a sum total of 30 kolos. That's the Ikir Din of the Tkiyah Shofar. Aside from that, we do it both before Shemoneh Esrei and during Shemoneh Esrei. That makes up to 60. And then there's a minig already brought down the Rishonim to go up to 100 kolos. Yeah. Shirat Tkiyah Kisholosh Teruos. The length of a Tkiyah is the length of three Teruos. Now, there are many opinions of how to learn Pshat in this Mishnah. The way we pass in our Shita is that the Shirat Tkiyah is... like three sets of truas, which is a sum total of nine koilas. So shia trua kesholosh yevavos, and every trua is like three sounds. So in other words, a trua is made up of three dot dot dot, and three of those together is nine. Yeah. There are other opinions. Rashi's opinion is that the Truah is only three sounds. We do a minimum of nine sounds. Rashi's opinion is three sounds. There's other opinions how to learn the Shir of Tkiyah, but we will remain with that. So once again, it comes out that Tkiyah is the same length as the Truah. And in which case, we also, depending on what your Truah is, that will be the length of your Tkiyah. If you're using if you're doing a Shvam Truah, then the Tkiyah has to be longer. Toka Barishoino, Moshav Vishniya Kishnaim. He blew a tkiyah, and then he blew trua, and after that, he made a long tkiyah, which could serve both as a tkiyah for the last set and the first one of the second set. So the question is, can he make a very long kol and split that into two kolos? And biyoda elo achas, he only has one tkiyah because he cannot take one tkiyah and split it in half. So it only works for the last one. There's opinions that hold that you don't even have one. Why? Because you have to kavara which one you want it to be for. Lachatchila, one should have in mind that this is the last of this set, this is the beginning of the next set. And once again, according to this opinion that says you have to bedavka kavana, if you have kavana for both, then you're not yotze at all. Mishabeach v'achakach nisman alishayfa. A person that made a bracha, and after he... beach here means he davened musaf. He davened musaf already, and after that he got the shayfa. Even lachatchila, the shayfa should be blown during the time of Musaf, but here he missed the Musaf, still has a Mitzvah independently to blow the Shofar, and therefore Tokei Maria Tokei Sholosh Pamim, he does the Tokei Shofar three times that he has to do, which according to us, like we said before, is 30 times. Shem Shashliach Tzibo Chayev Kako Yochad Yochad Chayev. Just like this is going back to Shemoneh Esrei, just like the Shliach Tzibo has to say the Shemoneh Esrei himself, so too every individual that knows how to daven himself is required to say the Shemoneh Esrei himself. Yeah, both on Rosh Hashanah and all through the year. The only reason why the Shliach Tzibah goes down is to be moist to the people that do not know how to daven themselves. Otherwise, one should not rely on the Shliach Tzibah. Ram Gamliel Leimer, Shliach Tzibah moist is Rami Deichel Vosei. He holds that Shliach Tzibah is moist even a person who knows how to daven himself. Why do the people daven Balachash? Is to give the Shliach Tzibah a chance to prepare himself.